the truth, the life, the victory.
Welcome to the Way and the Truth Ministries podcast, dedicated to changing the lives of people with the true gospel of Jesus Christ, with your host, evangelist, and international speaker, Lancelot Watson. In this second part of our victory in Christ Jesus, evangelist Lancelot Watson leads us through the Word of God to identify the enemy and the arsenal of weapons God has provided His people.
Truth was standing right.
We never escape the consequences of sin unless the escape route that is available to us, which is in Jesus Christ, is taken. It's never too late. You're 40 now and you think you got over it? No. You're 30? No. You're 70? No. The power of sin is all around us. Yeah? So, to overcome sin, we have to be in Christ Jesus. Why? Because sin separates us from God, and the only way we can be reunited with our God is in Jesus Christ. Hence, the mission of the church is a mission of the forgiveness of sins. When are our sins removed? Our sins are removed when and only when God Almighty makes the pronouncement, your sins are forgiven. You don't need to go to no priest or priestess or baroness or whoever, yeah, to get forgiveness of sins. They need it for themselves. We need the words from Christ Jesus himself. Your sins are forgiven. And there are certain things that must transpire before those words will be echoed in our hearts, in our souls. So Isaiah says, surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear, but your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. Sin closes the ears of God to your prayers. So, we overcome sin in Jesus Christ. So that was the last words of Jesus to humankind. It's recorded for us in places like Mark 16, 15 and 16, where he says, go into all the world and preach the good news, the gospel, to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. Simple, straightforward system. Yeah, you want victory over sin, you have to go to Jesus Christ. You have to hear the gospel of Christ, and you have to believe that gospel. You have to believe Christ, and you have to obey that gospel. If you don't do that, you are condemned. You know, we are in a, it started maybe about 30 years ago, where we brought into everyday speech this the word of condemn. Don't condemn me. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. You know, you're judging me. You're condemning me. Hey, folks, Lancelot is not here to condemn or to judge anyone. Are you with me? Jesus Christ is the judge. And he has already made his declaration of condemnation. Yeah? Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. Is that difficult to understand? No. So right now, wherever you are in one of two states. You are either saved by God through Jesus Christ, or you are condemned by God through Jesus Christ. There's no middle ground. Yeah? Now the decision that you need to make for yourself is this. Do I want to continue in that state? It's up to you. Along the same line, Jesus said in Luke 24 and verse 47, repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations. That's what church is about. Church is about helping us to live in a state of penitence. a state of repentance so that we can experience the forgiveness of sins. Yes? Here is a lengthy reading regarding forgiveness of sins, and I take all these verses to get us to the last verse to maintain the context. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. The covenant here, this is a new covenant, the New Testament of Jesus Christ. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Isn't that fantastic? God said, I'll be your God and you will be my people. They shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, for I will be merciful to their iniquities, and I will remember their sins. What? That's when you are saved. Are you with me? When God looks on you, your sins are forgiven. Your slate is clean. Yeah? You have a new lease on life. A new start. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. The old has passed and the new is ushered in. A new life in Christ Jesus. That's a victorious life. And the next stage of our movement now, having been cleansed by the powerful blood of Jesus Christ, is our day-to-day living. Living out the Christian life. And we can be successful in this life because we have an arsenal of weapons to deal with the challenges and whatever it is that confronts us each day, each moment. Why? We use spiritual weapons. You have the weapons of the world. Yeah? That's the satanic forces. But we have the divine weapons, spiritual weapons. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4 through to 6, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. The arsenal of our spiritual weapons. Well, first we need to identify who the enemy is. And the enemy is not a member of your household. Whether it be wife or husband, children or parent, that's not your enemy. Your enemy, they are not your neighbors. Your enemy are not the people with a different political persuasion. Yeah? Your enemy is not the Congress or the Senate or the President or his cabinet. That's not your enemy. Your enemy may use all of these people. Your enemy is the devil. That's who your enemy is. That devil who wants to destroy your life, that is his mission. Listen to what Jesus said in John 10 and verse 10. I am come that you may have life and have it abundantly. That's what Jesus offers. Life and living, abundant life. Well, what is it that the devil comes? That the devil gives. In the same verse, he continues. The thief. Who is the thief? The devil. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. What is he? He wants to steal your soul. He wants to destroy your life. He wants to destroy the harmony in your household. He wants to destroy your marriage. And he's certainly destroying the nation. That's the work of the devil. And the devil will destroy you if you don't give your life to Jesus Christ. There's no if or but about that. The devil is a destroyer. And that's who you're fighting against. So to be victorious in this battle, we have to use our spiritual arsenal. What are those? Prayer. You know, Jesus taught the disciples to pray. They came to him and says, Lord, teach us to pray like how John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray. Jesus said, when you pray, pray like this. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I encourage all parents to teach their children that prayer, which is normally referred to as the Lord's Prayer. There was a time in our history where just about every child you got up in the morning, your parent would say your prayers. Are you with me? And what would you pray? You'd pray the Lord's Prayer. Before you go to bed, say your prayers. What would you pray? Well, you know, that has fallen. That is no longer fashionable. You know, people now say, hey, you're just repeating the same thing over and over. And that is true, but I tell you, there is power in repetition. So in my little country boy way of thinking, the devil said, look, if we have a nation of people who continue to pray, the devil will be the loser. So he influenced leaders to say, hey, stop saying it. Just think about that. Are you with me? No longer repeat the Lord's Prayer. Well, we see the result. When we were praying the Lord's Prayer, we didn't have school shootings. Are you with me? Yeah. All these shootings are in modern times. Didn't say that people didn't kill, but it was unheard of. These mass killings. Yeah. Well, among the things, and I'm straying a little again, but let me just put this line to you. In the prayer, there's a line that says, forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. Yeah? In other words, so we are indoctrinated in the thought that when people wrong us, we don't have to fight and shoot and kill and destroy. We can forgive them. Why? Because we want forgiveness from our Lord Jesus Christ. Forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. Well, we took that out. And the everyday news shows us the consequence. What are we saying? Our spiritual arsenal, the weapons of our spiritual arsenal, prayer, pray to God, faith in God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Whoever comes to him must believe that he exists and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Then there's personal discipline, fasting, Bible reading, and church attendance. It is totally impossible. Absolutely impossible for you as a Christian to remain faithful and you are not faithful in church attendance. I want to say this to you, good people. You know, freedom is a wonderful thing, but freedom carries a tremendous responsibility to use our freedom, what? Wisely. Yeah, if we don't use it wisely, we will misuse it. So we are free to attend church services whenever we choose to. I'd like to encourage you to put yourself under the yoke where you say, I must attend. Are you with me? Because there is just tremendous value in church attendance.
Yeah. He declared his kingdom different, not of this world.
Thank you for listening to part two of Our Victory in Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow when Evangelist Lancelot Watson leads us through the Word of God to help us identify the captain of our victory. For answers to your questions and information on The Way and the Truth Ministries, type thewayandthetruth.com. This podcast is a presentation of The Way and the Truth Ministries, Patchogue, New York.
Truth was standing.